This call is now being recorded.
All right, this is Gunn.
And this is Tech Sully.
And this is the podcast, The Indefensible Middle Ground. And this is our Wiretap Wednesday for July the 8th, 2015. And
the internet is totally on fire right now. It's burning to the ground.
Tech is an InfoSec worker. He works in InfoSec. He is on the front lines of this stuff and asked me if I've been hearing any news about this. And yes, I inside the Beltway here heard plenty of news about this. All the radio stations are saying, nope, nothing's happening. It's all just glitches. There's definitely no cyber war going on.
I mean, it's hilarious how the people lead off with, it's not a cyber attack. Not, hey, we had a computer glitch. I mean, that would be entirely like starting a press conference and going, a bull did not get loose and smash through our server room. I don't know why anybody would think that.
Yes. It's
the furry stripper that ground elves are at fault.
The underpants gnomes are most likely the cause.
Exactly. Well, they've hit step one, take down the NASDAQ, or NYSE.
And step three, get money. Tell me what you just said about anonymous. That was pretty interesting.
I gotta think about what I said that, that I can repeat.
Don't want to put you on
anonymous.
The spot.
Wait.
Flush it out for you a little bit.
That was public. That was public. Your non-news, which is basically the Sinn Féin of Anonymous, posted
and
Gunn, saying...
Gunn, I would like to explain to the world what Sinn Féin means. See, most people aren't Irish garbage tech in it. Most people don't know that Sinn Féin is the political wing of the Irish Republican Army. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Your non-news.
Your non-news Twitter account said something to the effect of, I hope nothing bad happens on Wall Street tomorrow. Yesterday, they said this. I hope nothing bad happens on Wall Street tomorrow. It would be a shame if it did or something like that. You know, the classic, mafia presser threat style comment there. And then
clearly hinting at something.
Saying it exactly noon, wasn't it? The NYSE had to halt trading because they let off with, this is not a cyber attack. Honestly, had they come out and said, oh, we had a software glitch, we're working on it, had the context not come through the day before of, Anonymous saying something. But, I mean, why in the world would you lead off with, hey, it's not a cyber attack? Anyway.
Can I just ask, since Anonymous is now such a world player and can influence elections, they can overthrow small governments, they can affect the large governments, and since they're such a player now, are they a little more mature, or is it still like, we have a denial of service attack of just nothing but pedo bear jokes? Is it like, what is going on with them? Are they sort of stepping up to their world power status and being a little more mature, or are they still Anonymous? Are they still 4chan?
And the problem is anybody can claim to be Anonymous and, you know.
Well, that's what Anonymous is.
Exactly. You've got just as much chance of them, having them robo-dial your house 24/7 as them, solving. Exactly. Or, sending a SWAT team to your house. That's the one that's scary is, having people, the SWATting thing, which I don't think has ever been tied to Anonymous, but, you know, they tell the police, oh, this guy has his family held hostage, and then the SWAT team comes in, shoots the dog, and, you know, in the one case, a SWAT team breaks into the guy's house, and the guy sees just a bunch of armed gunmen in black come into his house, so he kills one guy, and, you know, he gets manslaughter charge for that. I'm thinking, hey, that's, you know, if you've done nothing wrong, that is exactly what you should be doing if you were trying to protect your house and family.
Yeah. Well, especially if the police aren't there. That's one of the things that always, you know, bothers me. And it's like, you know, yes, as the police, we didn't need to say that we were the police in this situation. The one guy with the helmet cam recorded the one officer who was, you know, trying to hassle him about his muffler on his bike, I think. And he's like, you know, but the guy wasn't in uniform. The cop wasn't in uniform. And so the cop tried to, you know, tried to really go at the guy, really hassle him. And he's like, hey, you're not in uniform. That's showing a badge. You know, you just jumped out of your car and started yelling at me. He's like, and it wasn't a cop car either. I mean, the dude was totally off duty. So, that one was one of those ones that flushed out where the guy was completely in the right to not comply with the officer, because the officer had not at any point said, I'm a police officer, you know, and presented as such. He just started yelling at the guy.
Yeah.
It does bother me. I think, the police, when acting as police, should be very, hey, we are the police. Otherwise that sort of stuff is going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, how many, you know, as somebody who absolutely adores their dog, having the cops come in and just flat out shoot the dog every stinking story it scares me, you know. But let's back up. Okay.
So we're talking about Anonymous.
We're talking about some of the amateur stuff they're doing.
And I was asking if they were more mature nowadays.
Yeah. They're just as likely to overthrow an evil government or take down a cult as they are to harass some kid in Minnesota, you know. or raid an online game for kids, just, you know, shouting the F word and the cats, all of it. You know, it's, but I honestly, and this is not me speaking from authority or knowledge, but I believe that there's two different Anonymouses, that there's the politically savvy, you know, more informed wing. And, hold on a second. All right. And then there's the crazy wang, and I think there's probably overlap between the two groups.
Are these the dumbasses with the Guy Fawkes mask?
Yeah.
Okay. That's so disappointing. The dumbassery of using Guy Fawkes as, yes, we're standing up to the establishment by wearing the face of someone who killed for king and God.
Somebody who
for the Vatican.
Well, he tried to blow up the that work. I can't tell if okay. He tried to blow up the some building somewhere.
Yes. He tried to do that because they were so worldly. They weren't being conservative enough. They weren't conservative enough. They weren't following the words of the Vatican and the holy word of Jesus. Therefore, going to blow up those evil British for being so liberal.
I think he was a papist, and he was angry that they were Anglican or vice versa. But I love that the England celebrates that day of something almost happening by blowing things up.
Well, it's just sort of like we celebrate the 4th of July, where we remember the time when the sky tried to kill us, and so we fire off explosives at the sky, saying,
you can't come back here, Sky.
So anyway, let me back way up. Okay, so over the weekend, 400 gigabytes of data was stolen from Hacker Team, which is, you know, the most 80s B-movie name for a hacker group ever, but I'll leave that alone. So 400 gigs worth of data, which has revealed all kinds of things. Like, they had a list of passwords that they used that was just completely just pants on head retarded. Like, you know, password with a capital P and a zero for the O. You know, I mean, like this kind of stuff you use in an elementary school, or, you know, I mean, it's just terrifying. So, all kinds of stuff has come out from that data. Like, they can hack, one of the things we used to use, they could listen in on Viber communications. They could, and the irony is, you and I were using Viber so we could save the conversation and let the entire world hear it. But most people probably don't want their conversation to be broadcast to the world.
Not all the other teen girls who use Viber like us.
Yeah, we buy stickers and send them to our friends. It's no smiley thing. I'm blanking out on where I was going. Oh, yeah. Okay, so the WhatsApp is another one that they've been able to listen into. Jailbroken iPhones are something that they've been able to compromise. So, I mean, a lot of people jailbreak their iPhone because they want to be able to, you know, download apps or rip off, you know, the pre-installed stuff, or, you know, just, you know, there's a lot of reasons people jailbreak their stuff. And, you know, as in the classic sense of the word, I'm a hacker, you know, like, you know, I like to tinker with the stuff I own. I would definitely, if I was an iPhone user, have a jailbroken iPhone. So, yeah, that kind of stuff is kind of scary. And that's the reason why people are like, oh, it's okay, let's go ahead. And here's where I definitely differ from my liberal friends. They're like, oh, the government should be able to have a backdoor in everybody's computer. so that way, you know, we'll find out if anybody's, you know, doing child porn or terrorism or whatever. You know, and I'm like, no, because it'll leak. And here we've seen it happen. 400 gigs worth of data. I mean, people are going to be parsing this for ages, digging through, finding out that, you know, and there's been references that, you know, people in America have been hacked by foreign governments and we've allowed it. You know, there's going to be fallout from this. It's a huge story. So, gigantic story.
Yeah, speaking of backdoors into people's computers, Jared Fogle from Subway, huh? What's going on with that?
Well, okay, I want to be very clear on that. The head of his charitable foundation, you know, because he wants to fight childhood obesity. And honestly, that's a noble goal, fighting childhood obesity, because if you are fat as a kid, you are going to be obese as an adult. If you're obese as a kid, the deck is totally stacked against you. I mean, you know, you and I both struggle with weight. You can't not eat. You can give up cigarettes. You can give up, any number of other vices. You have to eat at least something to survive. And so that's, you know, that's, if you nip it in the bud, if you stop it in childhood, hey, so I'm on board with the Jared Foundation for Kids concept. But what happened was the head guy of the Jared Foundation, was busted, for kiddie porn about a month and a half ago. Now, they came to Jared's house seized computers and all that. Well, the head of the Jared Foundation had apparently had an office in his house for a bit, because he's got, you know, gigantic office or a gigantic house or whatever. So Jared hasn't been arrested. No charges have been filed against Jared at the moment. I mean, that could change, you know, if they find stuff under Jared's name. But in America, we have innocent until proven guilty. And in
right.
this case,
the concept
I would... What's that?
The concept of possession. Like, you needed to, like if I got pulled over, somebody said, hey, you know, can we search your car? And I'd be like, yeah, sure, but, you know, just so you know, I drive Uber. I also use this as a patrol car at work, and a lot of people are in and out of it. And they go, all right, whatever. They go through and say, hey, we found a bag of cocaine. And if there's no proof that I possessed that bag of cocaine, or if that was mine, and if there's reasonable doubt that that's not my cocaine, then also the fact that I'm a giant fat guy kind of dispels that I would have cocaine. But yes,
it also eliminates you from being a potential meth addict. There's not a lot of fat meth addicts.
That being the case, I could probably get off as long as I don't say, you know, hey, don't drop that. That's my coke. If I said that, then the cop could be like, all right, you're under arrest for possession, and then it would likely go through.
Going back to a previous job I had, we had a professor who was busted, arrested, and convicted of child porn on his computer. And we found out Friday night on the campus, and the dean had sent the professor in question, you know. So what happened is a student found stuff on the computer, went to the dean. The dean sent that professor down to our office to turn himself in, basically, to say, oh, you know, this is on my computer. He was trying to claim he had told the dean he didn't know how it got there. He comes down to the IT department and asks us how to clean his computer. I'm like, okay, if you got somebody you think is a felon, don't pin a note on their shirt and send them home to mom, you know? So when the dean is like, hey, you know, did you grab his computer? We're like, no, you sent him over here to ask how to clean up his computer. He's like, oh, no, grab his computer. He had child porn on there. We're like, holy crap. Monday was a holiday. Yeah, well, like Monday was a holiday, so we took the computer, boxed, you know, got it out of his office. I think Monday was a holiday, so, you know, we called the cops Tuesday morning or something or whatever. They, for whatever reason, they didn't call the cops Monday, and, you know, it wasn't our thing. We just, but then the police, the chief of police was like, well, we should bust everybody in the IT department for possession. And I'm like, what the heck, man? You know, we had no idea that this was the story. You know, from our point of view, we have a guy come in and go, hey, I need help cleaning my computer up. And then the dean calls later and says, oh, yeah, this guy had, you know, grabbed his computer. So, like, what the heck, man? So, at that point, you know, and of course, the officer in charge of the case is like, yeah, we're not going to do that because you guys have been absolutely helpful in every other possible way. But that's the thing that's scary is if you're, you know, a 16-year-old girl and you don't like a teacher at your school, hey, send them a picture of yourself naked and then call the cops.
Thankfully there are some ways to detect whether or not you've opened that image or seen that image or when it was opened. So it could be like, teacher you don't like is tech savvy enough, you could be like, hey, police, you might be getting a phone call in a few minutes. I just received a picture message from a student that hates me, and I'm not going to open it.
There's another one where a girl sends a picture of herself to the guy she likes. The guy she likes, either had loaned his phone to a friend or something, but, you know, friend then sends that photo out to everybody in the school. So the principal collects up everybody's cell phones, and at one point he was arrested for, but not charged for, possession.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, we're going to have to fix this rule. We're going to have to get more tech savvy on our laws because, yeah, he was attempting to do the very best thing he could, and that was,
well,
you got a flood about the hit.
He was attempting to do it as if this was a photocopied Polaroid going around of
right,
the school. You know, he's well, like, oh,
well, I mean, he was,
the thing on it.
Yeah, I mean, possible way, but
yeah, because we do need to be able to be more tech savvy with this.